Hello, everyone. This is Nathan Raymond, and I am now giving another podcast here today when I have not done this actually in a while, but it's so great that ever since my last podcast up until now, I've been so busy, and I just am so much more clear about where this podcast is going, and you guys are going to love it. So yesterday, I had been in Nagoya, as I had been the day before, and I was giving a lesson at a golf course and demonstrating his school, which is the Katakana English, and there were TV cameras there. And then afterwards, for the 2 days, we had different people seeing us, doing interviews, getting their reactions with the students, getting their opinions. And it was great sales. And now I'm preparing to, well, even after that, we had gone back to Hasegawa's place and we had done a YouTube video. So as I'm also doing this podcast for you, I'm also doing a YouTube channel. And we're going to give you all sorts of different value, culminate all sorts of different revenue, which we're looking to collaborate with you so that you could do all this multi-usage of technology for giving people more value, increasing your capabilities, increasing your impact, bartering, but also going through counseling and talking so that you understand the situation, because assessing your value, it's not something you can see, but it has to be something you could communicate and has to be something to justify. And we give you the power to do that. And it's not something that I could even tell you about, but as soon as possible, we need to talk with each other, you and I. And we, at that point, I'll create the context for which there'll be a negotiation that you're not even understanding. You can't expect what it's going to be, but as soon as you have it, you're going to understand that you have a currency. See, that's why we have to talk, because until then, you're not going to understand even what the hell. So, you know, I'm looking to get out there and connect with as many people as possible so that we can have as many individual conversations, one-on-one, you and me, after the fact. And the more conversations I have, the stronger I get. And the more conversations you have, the stronger you get. See, with Japanese people, they have judo. And look, you know what I'm doing is a verbal judo. That's all I can say. And the context in which you learn English has to be no different than a martial art. You study a martial art, you use it, you get arrested. So why to study martial arts? Not for fighting. So what's the point? To unite your mind, your body, and your soul together, to focus them and have them all work, you know, in coordination for a focused purpose. And that's something, though, that you don't just have to get by, you know, physically, right? To be fighting is to see what you can see, but, you know, to discuss things that people can't see. No short of magic, but this is what we have to do, you know? You have to be creators and producers. And when it comes to language, I think that's the first step. No doubt. I speak with you to see the vision inside your head. It's like a seed, right? So to make your seed, right, vision a reality, you birth that, you know? That is creation. And that's also, you know, dimensions, right? Two-dimensional. Then to the three-dimensional reality, right? So this just takes our thinking to higher levels. And I really like guys like Jordan Peterson because they talk a lot about psychology and things that we just intuitively know, but until someone says it, they can't say, oh, you know, people cannot verbalize everything. I know this so well through my experience here in Japan, And of course, the language is very difficult. But that's a dimension too that I would like to welcome you all, because learning Japanese, right? If I would speak Spanish, I would speak French. But I'm saying in Japanese, there's a purpose, a bigger purpose. And that's what we have to do, is we have to, you know, accomplish these bigger purposes. And trust me, I cannot wait to speak with you. Anyway, so I'll just close this by saying that the purpose of this podcast is just to say hello. We're in the beginning of March. March 1st, 2019, about to start on this new thing, just making a record, making a log, keeping in touch, saying hello, keeping you guys informed. Any questions or comments, let's talk. You know who I am, Nathan Raymond, right? You could see me on Facebook, you could see me on YouTube. But now I got these Japanese partners, this Hasegawa is making the Super Japan channel, and I really need to connect to a Japanese guy who's got the same goal as me. But see, in Japan, I need to collaborate with Japanese people, because the goodness of a country is experienced through its people, and there's a lot of power in that sentiment and fact of life. And I'm here to talk with Japanese people. I'm here to create a context that can involve people. And I've been dedicated to this for a long time, and it looks like things are right. Like if I push the domino, there could be an effect. And you know, I've been saying that even for a while, but at some point, something's going to give. At some point, something's going to give. But we just keep focused on delivering more value, more value. I'm teaching at these companies, and, well, I'm teaching at a company, and I'm lucky I had a connection that just invited me. But the experience of me teaching companies means I can approach more companies and teach more companies, because that's the kind of experience that you need to even get through the door. And once you have an experience, no one can take it away from you. So that's how you have to see them. These are resources that you are collecting. And when you build an arsenal of these resources, it manifests itself in knowledge, which is used for responses and conversations and information for you to go from start A to point A to point B. Boom, you know? And there's a thing that we want as people. We want things. But after we get something, we got to get another thing. So if you could cut the chase and you could just reach for that higher point. See, an accelerator is what I am. It is what is needed in startup communities, business ecosystems. You need one person. This one person is a catalyst. But when that catalyst is teaching more people how to be catalysts, and there's more catalysts, then we really accelerate things, and we get a thinking of people that's really smart, really intelligent. See, this is the movement for what I think humanity has to do with the term smart city, is claim it. Not say it's only going to be technology, but you have to see technology, robots, AI. Don't fear it, but stay on top of it to make sure that humans are being integral to these robotics, because it's a collaboration. So you have to raise your thinking as a human, because you take on the social aspects. A robot can't be social. A robot can do more if it cooperates with you and you're really smart than it could if it ran the show. And a lot of our relationships are like that. But this is just going to take you guys to a whole new insight about how important people are. but how it's important to find the right people. And to find the right people, you can't just be satisfied with the people that you know. You really have to meet somebody right now that you don't even know, but you have to be a detective. And I'm the one that's going to provide for you these trails and clues that you're going to discover and follow. And I'm going to be with you every step of the way, because that's what it is when we have a digital connection is, as long as we're on the internet and social media, we may as well be in the same room. We can communicate in real time. So I think the fact that I have an actual plan for new technology that's coming and doing it in a way that I know people are going to enjoy, because I take people into an account when I created my ideas. I didn't just want to do it. This is where I am at after having been in a situation where I kept having failures, or I kept having successes that brought me to higher steps on the way. And it's taken me now to, I think, a point where I have new insight, a new point of view, which I'm just going to hopefully deepen as I keep focusing and pushing to expand the level of value we're able to give to people, which every time we seem to be reaching for the next event, we're just on higher stages of a ladder that I think we're getting to the top of. Anyway, drop-off point, just like a roller coaster. But that's what I heard entrepreneurship is like. Sometimes it happens faster for other people, because if you have a simpler idea and people need to be working with money, but hopefully we have a long-term point of view and it doesn't happen right away, and we can offset our costs by thinking about sharing and bartering and spending money as a last resort, because really being together and communicating is going to be the best value you're going to get, no amount of money can buy. So anyway, I'm going to look forward to communicating more with you guys. This is Nate Raymond. Hear from you soon. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, I see. See ya.